Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Sherry Peel Jackson is our guest. She was a former IRS fraud investigator. I went into private practice, saw the national challenges to prove that it was applied to American citizens, went and researched it, found out it didn't, and then ended up getting thrown in prison. Sherry, start getting into, well, first let's get into your research. When we come back from break, this is a short segment, long segment coming up, we'll get into your imprisonment and then take some phone calls, but I mean, what was it like for you when you started investigating it and finding out that the conspiracy theorists were actually the people that were telling the truth?
You know, I didn't look at people as conspiracy theorists in the first place. My father always taught me to be very, very open. So when I started hearing it, I just kind of filed it in the back of my head as something that I should research, you know, at some point. But when so many people started asking me questions about it and I started seeing information, and yes, I did. One of the women at my church gave me one of Irwin Schiff's books, and I started reading it, and I said, this is making sense. And as I got into it, I saw, you know, with the rabbit hole just started to go deeper and deeper. And I felt like the rug had been taken from under me, just pulled from under me, because we've been living a lie. All that time I was at the IRS thinking, oh, you know, I'm doing this for the country, and these bad people aren't paying their taxes. And before I quit, I started seeing, you know, the damage that the income tax was doing, you know, breaking up families and closing down businesses for people who were just trying to make it and just didn't have the extra resources. So when I saw the research and found out that this was something that was not applicable to us, I started thinking about my own family. You know, my children, they want a nice life, and the Federal Reserve isn't federal, and it's owned by the wealthy banking family, so they're... Children's children never have to work a day in their life. But, you know, my family's slaving away just to make ends meet and to get my children a college education, and that's wrong. And it didn't matter what color people were. It didn't matter what your religion is. It's just this fraud goes way up. They don't care who we are. They don't care what color we are. They just want to keep us down. And that's when I started speaking. I don't want to be kept down. This is something that does not for anybody, but especially for somebody that has worked hard and always been an upstanding person.
Well, you just hit the nail on the head to interrupt. That's it. I instinctively get upset by people wanting me to not do good. I mean, these are bad people that admit they want to make us all poor so they can control us. These are bad people.
Right, and the control is not for them over us. We're supposed to be in control of ourselves with God at the head. So I had to make a decision whether I was going to be an informed slave or get off the plantation. And I decided that I was going to get off the plantation. I knew that it could come to them going after me. But it was more important for me to sleep at night. And it was more important for me to stop the rape. Because if I didn't try to stop the rape 15 years from now, they were going to be raping my daughter. And I didn't want that.
Exactly. The evil grows. And it doesn't feel... People that live in fear never get it. They're so afraid. Once you stop being afraid and just say, I'm trusting in God. I'm doing the right thing. I'm standing up. Doesn't mean I'm perfect. God help me. I'm weak. But just that's when your life becomes empowered, even if you get persecuted. And I think you imply in your writings that being persecuted has made you even stronger, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has. You know, when we get, somebody said we're like teabags, we really find out who we are when we get put in the hot water. And I've been in the hot water, but one of the things that resonated in my mind as I was reading back when I was studying, it was the Founding Fathers. I read something by Thomas Paine. He said, if there be trouble, let it be in my day that my child may have peace. That's the way these Founding Fathers thought. And a lot of people say, oh, you shouldn't be doing this. And I said, well, if the Founding Fathers didn't do what they did, then you'd still be under King George. And I'd
stay there. Stay there. Come back and repeat that and expand on that. That's right.
Right. And I mean, this is something that I have to go to sleep at night. And I couldn't go to sleep knowing what I know and knowing that I was leaving my children this rolling snowball down the hill. I had to do something.
Stay there. I'm going to come back, get into what you were just saying, and then go to phone calls and everything. We'll be back. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The Department of Education began SWAT teaming people that they said hadn't paid their college loans. Of course, statutorily it's not illegal, and they didn't statutorily have the power to have a SWAT team, but who cares? Just do what you want. Now we have 1.4 billion rounds, 250 million last year, 450 million this year, another 750 million rounds. This just came out this weekend, purchased by the Department of Homeland Security of 40 caliber and other calibers, the story up at InfoWars.com. And I saw a report a while back where the IRS expanded its special response team with $1.2 billion of weapons and training so they can have more of them raiding us and attacking us and going after us. IRS formed SWAT team for tax dodger crackdown. And again, now you get a 4 a.m. raid because the collection agency for the private Federal Reserve says so. It's all about fear. We're not just going to take the wedding ring off your finger now. No due process. Now we're going to send men to kick down your door. And don't you try to be Amish or have a lemonade stand. Or don't your kids draw on the chalk. We're going to arrest you. Don't draw on the sidewalk with chalk, you criminal. Sherry Peel Jackson, former political prisoner. She was a IRS criminal investigator. Got out of it to take care of her family, saw national ads by We the People Foundation. This is 10 years ago now. seven, 8 years ago, time flies, and started speaking out against it. So they came in, locked her up. And tell us how they set you up, put you in jail, because they tried that with Joe Bannister twice. It was an armed Treasury agent back when they used the Treasury Department, didn't have their own giant SWAT teams and armored vehicles. And think about it now. They just send the SWAT team to your house. I mean, it's just, wow, these are criminals. So hardcore. But Sherry Pill Jackson joins us. She's got a new book coming out. You can find out more at sherrypilljackson.org. So you wake up, you see the national challenge, you investigate it, you find out it's collecting money for the private Federal Reserve. Citizens are exempt. It's all a fraud. The ultra-rich all know this. They wrote the law with loopholes. It doesn't run the country. You find this out. You start speaking out. What happened to you?
Originally, nothing. So I started talking about it in 2001. That's when we did the ads in the USA Today with We the People. But in 2004, at 7 o'clock in the morning, somebody was knocking wildly at the door. And when I went to the door, I had that little red laser on my head. And I have a little window on each side of my door, and there was this gun pointing at me through this window. And I had been downstairs in my office, so all I had on was a T-shirt. And I'm standing there thinking, okay, these people are screaming at me to open this door. Either I ignore them and they shoot me and my children run downstairs and see me laying in a pool of blood, or I open the door. At that point, my husband came down the stairs because he was upstairs. And I opened the door and they just rushed in. There were 15 to 20 of them. They were even in the backyard with metal detectors to see if I had some kind of something buried in the backyard. They went all through the house and they stayed from 7 to 4:45 or so. And took 32 boxes and went away. At that point, a couple of attorneys told me that, you know, they've taken this information and they're bound to indict you. It didn't happen until 2007, and they didn't indict me. They never did unseal the order because the attorneys tried to get the information and they wouldn't unseal it. So finally, the little sheet came out saying that, oh, we're going to go in her house and we're going to find all these felonies. I think there were four or five felonies that they said to the judge that they were going to find. So the judge gave them permission to raid us. And they didn't find any felonies because the only thing I was doing is telling people what I learned. I didn't tell people what to do. I didn't tell people to pay a tax or not to pay a tax or file a tax return or not.
Just and let's be specific. They tried to arrest a bunch of people. And I've seen them do these SWAT team raids when somebody films the police in Illinois. And they do the raid to show the jury, like, look, they're bad. We SWAT teamed them. So here they are with the lasers. These are childlike people that like to intimidate folks, trying to terrorize you. Now, did they have local SWAT team you, or was it a Department of Treasury or IRS SWAT team there to punish you, to try to scare you, or hopefully make you run so they can shoot you in the back?
That may be, but your savvy listeners are going to pick up on what I'm going to say first. I live in DeKalb County, Georgia. The first two people in the door, opening up my door, were two DeKalb County police officers. Can you say jurisdiction? Anyway, they opened the door, and then the other ones would be, I think they had IRS on their back, came in, and they just started running all over the house. I don't know what they had been told. They came in like I was some kind of a terrorists with thousands of guns. We don't even have a gun. And, you know.
No. It's part of the theater because they're so bad, they have to hyperventilate and run around like you're bad. I mean, it's all part of the bizarreness of this. But please continue.
I honestly think, and when I looked into the eyes of some of those agents, that they were very surprised. Whatever they were told was very different from what they found. They found just a Christian family in a house, and they didn't find anything else, and they went away. So in 2007, I was never indicted because I was not brought up on any felony.
It was purely intimidation.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. They brought an information forth as opposed to an indictment. An information is what they bring forth when someone is being charged with a misdemeanor. So I was charged with misdemeanor, willful failure to file tax return. However, in order for that to be the case, I would have known that I was liable for the income tax. So since I knew that I wasn't liable, then I was never guilty. However, we have Americans that have been dumbed down to the point where either they have no clue about what's going on, they don't care, or they're in fear. I asked to ask the question. I was not, or my attorney was not able to ask the question, but the question that I wanted to pose to the jury was, would you acquit Ms. Jackson? Would you find her not guilty? How many of you, I take that back, how many of you are too afraid to acquit her for fear that you'll be next? I know in my heart that everybody in that room would have raised their hand. And so the person that has to go to court basically is lost when they first get in the door.
And all because of fear. This is an empire of fear where foreign banks run us through a communist manifesto that says a graduated income tax. That's in the communist manifesto. That's in the planks. In fact, I forget which plank it is, guys. We pull up the 10 planks and I can read it to people. And it just all operates out of fear. I can't tell you how many people in the military, police, you name it, I talk to, they go, oh, we know what you're saying is right, but they'll come get us if we do anything. Look, I'm an example of being bold and God protecting me, but I've had some bad things happen. But, you know, every time I go through the fear, you know, God brings me to the next level. But even if I was killed tomorrow, I wouldn't be mad at God because I understand it's all part of the larger plan. But I just don't get how we became land of the coward, home of the slaves.
We got very comfortable. We started watching that thing that I call the electronic income reducer, what you might call the television.
Yes.
And for our children, the electronic intellect reducer. We started paying attention to everything that is being said in the media, and we started losing our grip on reality. We started being group thinkers as opposed to individual thinkers, and those of us that think individually are the ones that are being persecuted and prosecuted. There's a saying, I don't know who said it, so I'm not plagiarizing. When the government fears the people, there's liberty. But when the people fear the government, there's tyranny. And that's where we are. That's what I feel. I feel like we're there. The people fear the government.
And now government, you notice, yearly gets more crazy than the year before. Let's put it up on screen. It's the second plank of the Communist Manifesto. And it says a heavy progressive or graduated income tax. That's the 16th Amendment, 1913, Social Security Act, Joint House Resolution. So there you go. And that's how they do it. Go ahead, Sherry.
The point behind it is the solution is we have got to get the people to understand that whatever life they're living and whatever they're trying to protect is not worth what's going to happen if they don't step out and at least start paying attention to what's going on. Because, you know, a lot of people think that, I haven't done anything. I could never be put in prison. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. So that people, whatever they're fearful of, it doesn't matter because they're not protecting themselves. They don't understand that whatever they're doing is not protecting them. It's making them more vulnerable.
That's right. People think cowering helps them.
Yes.
And when a nation of sheep will be ruled by wolves.
Right. And that's where we're going.
And that's where we're going. And
one of the things I wanted to make sure that I didn't forget to say about guns, I know you were talking about guns and the ammunition prior to me coming on, but from what I understand, the felon can't have a gun. And this is becoming prison nation, so we have over a million people that have a felony. So for every home that has a felon, there's not supposed to be a gun there?
Oh, there's a lot more than a million felons.
Okay. So that's a way of tearing down the Second Amendment by coming in the back door.
Well, no, that's right. You're absolutely right on that front.
People don't even see that. They say, hey, all these people, millions of homes don't have guns or are not supposed to because these people have felons. Well, if you don't have your protection, it's going to be easy for anybody to come and roll over you.
All right, Sherry Peel Jackson, we're going to go to break and come back and talk to Andy and Richard and a whole bunch of others that want to talk to you. And then Joe Banister is going to pop in a little bit with you. But before you leave, I want to spend some time on just the fact that the IRS now gives people tax ID numbers. They know we're being attached to other Social Security numbers. They're being blocked from going after the illegal aliens and criminal groups. But using it, the person whose credit is clouded to grab their bank account and actually punish the citizen who's been set up for what the illegal did. I mean, so now the IRS is setting people up. And it's actually freaking out the workers, most of which are a bunch of well-meaning socialists that really think the IRS money goes to run the country.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EZArmor.com if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EZArmor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EZArmor costs, and I installed EZArmor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EZArmor.com. That's the letters EZArmor.com. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EZArmor.com. Ultimate door security made easy.
We're going to take some phone calls right now. Joe Bannister is going to pop in the next segment. There's a story up at Infowars.com. It's a big deal. And, you know, they do this so much, they plan on wearing us out. I need to tweet this out to everybody. Paul Watson did a story on it. YouTube threatens to terminate account over criticism of copyright policy. It's worse than that. I'm going to explain it briefly at the start of the next segment. It's my voice. And a pattern has emerged now where they're flagging videos on my channel and others saying my voice, me talking, is copyright. And I did a video about it, and they banned that video and did a community strike and are trying to shut a channel with 230 million views down. I mean, it's just incredible. And again, they advertise as a commons. It's false advertising. So I don't know what to do. Because they can shut us down here, they'll shut us down everywhere. So I'm going to have to fight this. That's all I can say. And I know they're a big monolith. I mean, it's pure NSA. Let's talk to Andy in Hawaii. You're on the air with Sherry P.L. Jackson, sent to prison for telling people the IRS was a fraud. We'll get her take on Irwin Schiff, Peter Schiff's father. Wrote his book, and a judge said, don't publish that book. And then he kept selling it, and they put him in jail. He's still in there. In fact, briefly, we'll go to Andy here in a minute and continue with calls. Joe's only popped in for about 5 minutes. But briefly, Sherry, what's your take on Irwin Schiff? How long is he going to be in prison?
Unfortunately, he may be in there for the rest of his life. Irwin Schiff has put together some great information, and his information is sound, and he definitely researched it. Irwin's very outspoken, and he upsets judges and other people. So they want to make an example of him as they made an example of me and some others. And Irwin's a good guy, and I just, you know, my heart goes out for him and the others that have been put in there for long periods of time.
And we're going to talk to a man coming up who they arrested twice and tried to put in jail, former Treasury agent, for speaking out. I mean, man, they do not want this information getting covered, do they, Sherry?
No, they don't. And the more they try to suppress it, the more it gets out, especially with Aaron Russo's movie. And Joe Bannister, a great book that he put out, his trial was a little different, and his trial was one of the first of us agents. And what happened was they let the jury see his video. But by the time they got to me, they'd learn from their mistakes. So a lot of my evidence was suppressed.
Yeah, there's such a cult. They were showing videos of people talking and exposing it, and they thought, well, that's reasonable.
Right. We talked to jurors after Joe. I actually flew out to Joe. Joe and I are very good friends. I flew out to his trial, and I was out in California for 2 weeks. And after the trial was over, we talked to the jury, and they were saying, this guy, you know, what he's saying is reasonable, and he's a sound person. Even one of his coworkers was able to testify on his behalf concerning his character.
Well, now they're expanding a $1.2 million snatch and grab squad at the IRS. It's just really creepy, folks. Okay, Andy, sorry, in Hawaii. Go ahead and make your point. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. Longtime listener and Prison Planet TV subscriber, first time caller. So a big aloha from Hawaii to both of my true American heroes, you and Sherry.
Well, brother, we're not heroes. We're just trying to survive. But thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Hello, Sherry. First of all, I want to let you know you changed my life after seeing Freedom to Fascism. That movie and your testimony in there led me into my research to, you know, after years of, you know, doing my research, I came to find the same thing that you found, that there is no law. And your video, your part in Freedom to Fascism did change my life. Second, I want to tell you my story briefly. After I did some research like you did, you know, I started signing up for the tax honesty movement, things like that. So just all the callers out there, this is so real that you got to be careful. They came at me with the club and pretty much claimed that I had owed them $40,000 when in fact I didn't. So short story, after about $10,000 in attorney's fees, they said, oh, sorry, Andy, you only owe us $3,900. So this is the typical stuff that I've learned from the IRS.
Just listen. They knowingly give illegals under orders tax IDs, and then they let them use them in citizens' names, and then they come, that's the rest of the story, and take the citizens' bank account and refunds. I mean, it's not enough now. They're now using illegals to set up citizens. This is a criminal organization that is now kicking all the useful idiots out and converting to pure mafia criminality. Because before they operated in ignorance, oh, we got to keep these tax cheaters in line. Oh, we'll break a few eggs. Oh, it'll keep the... Now they know it all goes offshore banks. So all the old guards being thrown out, and just like TSA, they're bringing in actual criminals. Like a lot of the big head TSA people are turning out are pedophiles. And they hired the head of Penn State to help cover up to now being a special Homeland Security position. So secret they won't say. My word is it's over TSA rollout in all places, the streets of America. But that's in the Washington Post. So, I mean, that's who they are, brigades of pedophiles. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it, and I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo, and so much.
All right, Richard. Another Andy, David, Merlin. We're going to get to all of you with our guest, Cherry Peel Jackson. CherryPeelJackson.org is our guest. We'll also tell you about her book. Pre-order now, but it's going to come out next month. Definitely support her and support the First Amendment. Does it make her crazy that she discovered foreign banks took over in 1913 and have now expanded their control down to the local level? Does that make me crazy? Well, possibly. We're going to talk about some censorship issues here for a moment, but let me engage in a crass commercial for people watching at PrisonPlanet.tv and people watching on the radio as well. Because I was back there getting one of these, as I usually do at about 1:30 Central. Instead of having a bunch of coffee, I have a Pollen Burst, and I have the new Pollen Burst Plus that I like so much. I'm on the cover packaging of it. It's full of all the key B vitamins and a bunch of others. And it's got a little bit of green tea extract in it, so it's got some of the base form of caffeine. But if I drink a bunch of coffee, I end up getting headaches to stay energized, do the nightly news, the rest of us, and I work 18 hours a day. Not with Pollen Burst Plus. This is less caffeine than a regular cup of coffee, but I usually have to take like one a day. Maybe if I'm working until midnight or doing coast-to-coast AM overnight, I'll take two, you know, one at 1:30 and then another one about 8 o'clock at night. But the point is, it's awesome. It's available, discounted. For $10, you can become a distributor and get wholesale pricing or just buy it straight off the site at InfoWarsTeam.com. or InfoWarsRx.com will also take you there. But this is the new Polymers Plus that is now available, and it is raw, too. It's got the added currant berries from New Zealand. For me, it tastes like really cool fruit punch or something. We've got the classic Pollen Burst for sale as well. All of it discounted at InfoWarsTeam.com. And your purchase makes the broadcast and all we do possible. Literally, I'm starting to do this as the plug for it because I'm doing it every day. That is awesome. And I like my coffee in the morning. I'm not saying coffee's bad. Coffee's great. It's just this stuff has all these vitamins and minerals in it and is just supercharged. So InfoWarsTeam.com. Okay, let me shift gears before we go to Joe Bannister and the rest of your calls and political prisoner Sherry Peel Jackson. They learned from Joe Bannister's trial and when the jury said not guilty for the First Amendment. And so they were able to get her and others, thanks to brainwashing and fear of the public. But there's an article up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com with video. YouTube threatens to terminate account over criticism of copyright. And this new thing is happening in the last 6 months or so where I have guests on and the videos get banned or restricted or have copyright claims put on them and ads placed over them and all sorts of stuff when I have a guest on air like Joe Rogan. And then Joe never said do that. It's happening with my voice now. And I know it's not even the companies that are doing this. People sample my voice for record companies. And then computers hear my voice and say everything that my voice is owned by the record company. So I'm not even blaming the record company or the artist or whatever. It's that they register to have their song protected in a system. And then my voice is in the song. So the original video my voice is in Endgame is restricted. Now, I did a video. It was very polite, but I said, I've warned the people that are doing this claim two other times on air. I said, take the claim off of Endgame. Because we've seen when they put these claims on, sometimes suddenly it just takes it down. Well, they gave us a strike saying, YouTube says, I am a fraud. In fact, we can show you their notice. They said, for misleading fraud. And basically say, I do not own my voice. So this is how they can censor the web and censor everything. And it's a big deal. You know, most people are upset by this, but we see this happen, you know, now on a routine basis. If we ever just give into this, it's over. And then I hear the comments about, well, you know, YouTube's its own company. Really, it's called YouTube. It advertises as a commons. And then you go and follow all their rules, and then they keep banning the channel, knocking it down, I have to file. You have to file on their site, you're swearing in federal court. It's filed before federal court through their systems that you know, you own this, you own that, you didn't do this. You know, we show you a helicopter blowing up a tank that the military releases. It's on 100-plus channels, you know, on the news. They ban our channel. They're doing everything they can to shut it down. Now, look, don't let that stop you. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. It's $5.95 a month, six memberships a month for $5.95 because you get one. It's really six. That just pays for our bandwidth, and all of you put it on Daily Motion, Vimeo, Blip TV, all of them. We need you to get everything from the nightly news and put it everywhere, including YouTube. So they shut down one of our big juggernaut channels with 230 million views. That's their issue. I mean, just the incredible research films, all the dedication, all of the work we've done on every subject, like Gardasil, killing people, all of it. They want to erase it. Because it just keeps going more and more viral, all the videos that are on there. So we also need people to go copy, you know, the really high quality, high production value stuff that's up there. Oh, here's another one. Multiple people shot near Texas A&M University. That's right up the street. Police took a man out of custody Monday after multiple people were shot near Texas A&M University. Several law enforcement officers were among the people shot. Rhonda Seaton of College Station Police Department told CNN she didn't have information on how people were shot or their conditions. So the person identified as the gunman was in custody. Huh. The shooting happened about a block from campus. The university had warned people to stay away from the intersection. Okay, we'll keep football. I tell you, they got all the gun bills introduced, and just magically it's all happening, and witnesses always see other shooters, and they're always in Army PSYOPs, but there's nothing going on. Everything's fine. They just ordered 750 million more rounds. It's $1.4 billion now to fight us with. And this may be a lone nut, but the other two cases that happened the last month weren't. Okay, I'm going to shut up now. The point is, if we fall, if our free speech goes, it all goes. And sure, we're on XM 166. I see Andy waiting, you know, to go on air. Sure, we're on over 115 AM and FM stations. But that hits a certain audience, and it's big. YouTube could hit anybody in the world. It's not compartmentalized. And we're reaching, let's be conservative, just from what I've counted with all of our channels, the other ones, 7, 8, 9, 10 million a week on YouTube. I mean, the system does not like that I have an audience of 7 to 10 million people a week on there. I mean, I can just shoot a video on any topic, and it gets on average about 300,000 views in a couple weeks. I mean, the system does not like that, okay? They do not like it at all. I mean, we destroyed the Kony 2012 scam and even got credit for that in the news. I mean, we're dangerous to the system. And, again, we're here because of your prayers, and we're here because... Well, let me ask Joe Bannister that question. We'll go back to Sherry Pill Jackson, political prisoner. They tried to put you in prison multiple times for your free speech as a former armed Treasury agent who found out the IRS was a fraud and the income tax was a fraud, and you just started speaking out, so they arrested you. That was back in the late 90s, and then they arrested you a few years later because you were in, you know, national TV ads and radio and print. So they went after your speech. They SWAT-teamed her later and put her in jail. Why do you think I'm still on air, Joe? I don't mean to spring that question on you. I wanted you to come on and talk about Sherry, but all this is coming to a head. They tried to put you in prison. They put her in prison. They put others in prison. Why am I still alive? Why am I not in prison?
Well, exposure is a double-edged sword, but I pursued it, as did Sherry and anybody that's doing the right thing. You definitely want to get exposure, and you've gotten it, and you deserve it. And you've helped other people to get exposure. I truly believe that people like you, Alex, have kept us at least safer than we would have been, if not entirely safe. So, you know, we all have our hats off to you for doing that.
Oh, no. I mean, I wasn't even asking. I mean, I know they don't want to kill me because it'll underline everything I said to turn me into a martyr. And I also know God's in control. But I still, from the death threats years ago and physically being attacked and IRS stuff, now it's like dead silence. I mean, they try to censor me and stuff, and White House control groups say they want me shut down. But, I mean, I think this shows they're not in complete control as well. I mean, I'm asking, why do you think I'm still around? Just the exposure?
Yeah, exposure. I mean, there's an Alex Jones room, I can guarantee you, or at least a room that handles people that are, you know, very much in the public eye. And if they could find something to trip you up and discredit you, they probably would. But again, and the exposure, I think you're just light years ahead of them. You and your crew are light years ahead of them because they are still bureaucrats. I heard Max Kaiser talking on your show yesterday about how many weeks, you know, the Europeans take vacation. So you're not going to expect any stuff to happen because they're all on the beach. Well, you know, we do have that to deal with the government. They do like their long vacations and their big fat paychecks. And
that's what Steve Machenik said. He said it's too much paperwork to kill you, I mean, for the elite, but also, I guess once you work for them, even if you wake up and do the right thing, they almost see you like as their property. Because I've seen when you've been a federal agent or even local police, whatever, you do the right thing, they really are scared of that because more people might follow that example. I think that's why they tried to put you in prison.
Yeah, they definitely want to set an example and scare away everyone else. And of course, with Sherry, they did that, but thankfully, you know, Sherry's too strong for them, and I'm sure her Christian faith is makes that happen. And God bless her, and I'm just so, you know, I hope people will get out there and help Sherry. We're all out there fighting, you know, the tax gladiators out here, but Sherry's taken the biggest hit for sure. And I just hope people will go to SherryPeelJackson.org and help the lady out. I mean, you know, she's been putting her own time and her own money in this. And you know what lost earnings are over a 3, 4, and 5-year period? You know, she needs our help.
She does. And I'm going to order the book myself today. I've got the advanced copy here, but I'm going to buy the beautiful hard copy there as well. In fact, Sherry, briefly, tell people about the new book that's coming out and what it deals with.
Actually, there are 4 of them. I was very busy in prison. I made sure that I set a standard. I didn't play around and play cards and watch television. I wrote. So,
sure, you've got 3 that are Christian books, but then you've also got the IRS one, right?
Right. Questions people ask about prison life. There are a lot of people that have no clue what really goes on in prison. And I was in a prison camp, and I was also in an FCI, Federal Correctional Institute, where the murderers are. I was in both places. So I answered several questions. My friends and family got together because they were asking me so many questions anyway. And I recorded them in a book. It's called Questions People Ask About Prison Life, Answers from a Former Political Prisoner. And my other book, Wrongly Convicted, is mostly my story, but I talk about some of the other women that were in prison. And I have a couple of other books that I wrote there. So all of those are coming out all at the same time. And there's a discount for all four, actually.
All right. I want to go to some calls here. We're going to get you back on when they're officially out, but maybe we can carry them at InfoWars.com. But the point here is all of the craziness is now coming out, the weird sexual stuff by the people at Homeland Security, the Fast and Furious, the IRS giving people fake tax IDs and ordered to keep doing it, and then blaming it on the citizens who they attach the IDs to. I mean, just inventing evil. And I'm told by my whistleblowers here in Austin, where this all broke last week, that everybody's really freaking out now, realizing, wow, we do collect money for offshore banks. It is all a fraud. And so I see a crisis of conscience. What do you make of all these new reports coming out, new depths of evil?
I think it's like a horror movie. To me, they're getting more bold and brazen. And I don't know how the people on the inside are reacting within the IRS. The people that I talked to within the prison system, their sympathy was with me, but they wanted to keep their job. So they kept their mouth closed. And I don't know, you probably know some insiders that are talking more, but I don't know how some of them can sleep at night.
Well, they told me they're ordered now, retroactively, it's not even a law, it's rulings, to take 70-plus percent of the money they're now being told to target is just middle-class and blue-collar retirees where they've got savings, and then they tell them, well, 5 years ago we really changed the rules, so penalties and interest, we want $1 million on $200,000 you pulled out of your 401k, and then they're taking their houses. And
the poor people don't have any money. The wealthy people have lots of loopholes, and they can hire high-powered attorneys. So who's left? Those of us that are in the middle class. We are the low-hanging fruit on the tree, and that's what they're going for. And those are the people that have the fewer resources. They don't have the money to go and get an attorney like Andy.
Or they're so trusting in the system, they think, well, okay, just take everything I got. Joe, I mean, what do you think of all this evil coming out in the open now?
I think it's a direct result, Alex, of hard work. Like people like Sherry, Sherry Jackson gets people's attention, and that's why she became a target. And she's not going to stop getting people's attention, and now probably hit the stratosphere, having done the sacrifices that she's done. But I think what's happening is that reverberation, it gets through there. Like you said, the IRS says, don't listen to him, and then everyone listens. They used to say the same about Irwin Schiff when he was had the show in Las Vegas. The more that they try to put a lid on it, the worse it becomes. So I think it's, we're doing the right thing and we're doing a good thing, and we just may not see the results of it.
Sure. Take Sandusky and the fact that the whole echelon at the top of the school was involved as a bunch of pedophiles. Now it's coming out. I mean, and good people or average people can't even imagine this, but the people at the top are a bunch of demons.
They are. And unfortunately, the government gets way too much credit, in the jury box and everywhere in the voting booth. And the fact is they don't deserve the kind of, credit that they're being given. And people need to wake up. And you, Alex, you say this all the time. They think you're so stupid. Okay. That is so apropos to what the government really thinks of the American people. And I mean, do you want to be taken for a fool over and over again? I don't. And I'm hoping you won't either.
Well, they've tried to put you in prison, and then they learned from your case to put Sherry in prison and so many others. It's just none of us are safe when innocent men and women can be thrown behind bars, folks, for their free speech, like Irwin Schiff. Peter Schiff's father wrote a book, and they said, quit selling it, or you're going to jail. And he said, I'm not. They said, all right, basically, rest your life in prison. I mean, this is what people are doing so you can have info. Let's talk to Richard in Texas, and then we'll go to Andy. Richard, you're on the air. Quick question for our guest.
Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I want to know how she feels about clawing back the clergy response, preachers, reverends, pastors, and getting them to help her in her quest to educate the public about the IRS and the Federal Reserve. I've been calling different shows trying to get them to not necessarily have a contest, but just calling, having your audience, since it's international, call all the preachers, clergy, and literally claw them back, like we're trying to claw back the tarp money. If we claw back some of those preachers, her job would be a lot easier. Mr. Jones, your job would be a lot easier, and all the rest of the GCN.
No, you're right. I mean, I saw a video some guy sent me saying, you know, Romans 13, do whatever government says. Well, that's not even what the Bible says. And these churches will not talk about this because most of them aren't churches. They're 501c3 creatures of the IRS. Sherry?
That's right. Richard, that's a good question. And before my prison experience, I did try to get in touch with some pastors. There were very few of them that were willing to go beyond the regular information that they wanted to put out. I talked to one and he said, I'm not going to walk that line. This information is true, but again, there's that 501c3. And the 501c3 has put the government over God, so has the incorporation. And Peter Kershaw has a wonderful book out called In Caesar's Grip, and it talks about how churches, unbeknownst to them in the beginning, have gotten incorporated, gotten a 501c3, and they're muffled.
Yeah, we're going to come right back. Stay there, Sherry and Joe. We're going to come right back and talk to Andy, David, Harry, and Richard. We'll at least get to those calls.
Attention. Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Now, guys, you know what T-Gen can do for you. Boosting testosterone is no small feat for a man of any age. But do you know what happens when you boost testosterone and nitric oxide at the same time? We are talking a whole nother level of performance. Boosting nitric oxide is how the popular pharmaceuticals work to increase performance. And during the Chamonix Summer Clearance Sale, you will get 3 bottles of the brand new Nitro Boost Nitric Oxide Enhancer absolutely free. It's the best offer you'll hear on the radio this summer. Increase your sexual desire, muscle growth with exercise, and add Nitro Boost for a new level of performance. And amazingly, during this summer clearance, it's free. Call 800-577-8644, 800-577-8644, and get the new Nitro Boost absolutely free with your T-Gen today. And even this crazy sale comes with an incredible 90-day money-back guarantee. So don't wait. Call now. 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There must be some kind of way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
There must be some kind of way out of here, said a Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
There are too many people out there that think that life is but a joke.
The drink my wine.
Let's go ahead and go back to our guest, a little bit of overdrive with him so I can get to everybody here. Let's go to Andy in Alabama, then David, Perry, Corey, Jim. You're on the air with Sherry Pill Jackson and Joe Bannister, both been politically persecuted for working for the IRS and exposing the fact that it is a fraud. Let's go ahead. Andy, listening on XM 166, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Patriots. I'm a healthcare provider. I work for one of the nation's largest healthcare corporations, and like so many other millions of Americans that work for corporations, has payroll departments that automatically take taxes out of your check. You know, there's so many of us that are aware of this and are willing to stand up, but, you know, being subject to these corporate policies who, you know, follow these, quote, regulations, I mean, I don't see any other way out of it.
Yeah, that's the big problem with mega corporations is they now say you have to take all these vaccines or you're fired. You have to take all these drug tests. These jobs are prisons. Sherry, Joe?
Well, I think Andy is actually talking about the withholding. And
yeah.
If you do work for a big corporation, Andy, there's nothing you can do. I have friends that also work for corporations, and they say, well, right now I can't go out on my own. Some people actually may quit, and if they have a skill, they can start their own business and redirect their resources to.
Sure. Well, I knew you were talking about withholding. I'm just saying in general, that's why they want to shut down. Are you guys seeing the phenomenon of shutting down all the mom and pops everywhere?
Yes. Yes. And that's a shame because those are the people that we need to be supporting, not the corporations. Most of them aren't even in the country
anymore. Oh, they're all globalists, the big ones, yeah. Thank you, Andy. Great points. Joe, any comments on what he said?
Just a couple things I can think of. If you go to truthattack.org and the pre-induction physical, Tom Cryer, the deceased attorney, he gives people a good way to kind of look at their situation and whether, you know, they're going to butt up against the IRS or whether they're better off just, you know, paying the mafia to not break their legs and then supporting InfoWars, supporting Sherry Peel Jackson.
Yeah, yeah, that's what we do. You've got to, you know, we should do a whole show on Mr. Cryer. What a, he beat the IRS in court. Great guy. Now gone on to heaven.
Yeah, so there is some things people can do. They can still help those that are on the front lines. We've already made our decision. Don't, you know, necessarily fall on the sword yourselves. Support the front lines with a donation now and then. I mean, you can still do a lot.
Absolutely. Support you guys. You've been through everything. That's how we can back folks up. David in Oklahoma, quick question before we go to break. Go ahead. Come on, David. Yeah, he's gone. Let's jam in Perry in Arizona. Quick question, Perry.
How are you today?
Good. Go ahead.
I am proud to say I have not paid individual federal or state income taxes, Social Security, Medicare, since the late 80s. And I had two IRS agents visit me in 07, and they were very nice. And we talked in my driveway, and I recorded it, and I answered every question with a question. I never gave them jurisdiction, and I haven't heard a word from them since.
Yeah, that's why they're trying to get SWAT teams now to just beat you up so you're scared and pay the private banks. But thank you so much for the call. I know a lot of people that are out of the system for years and just don't do anything anymore. They're done. I mean, the illegal aliens do that. Why shouldn't we? Any comments on that, Sherry?
It's ridiculous what they're doing. They're taking the money from us and giving it to them. That's what they're doing.
Oh, the globalists hate this country. Anything they can do to destroy it, they do it. We're going to come right back and do 5 more minutes of overdrive with our guest. We're going to talk to Jim, and we're going to talk to Corey and maybe a few others if we have time. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The
KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.